What did you do about it?
It's what we're going to do. I'm about fed up. If the teachers won't stop it, somebody else will have to, eh?
Bonesaw grinned wickedly.
So I'd stay out of Ender Wiggins' free time practice if I were you.
Is he really number one in the standings?
Number one is piss, said Bonesaw. He's dead last in loyalty. There's not a commander who wants him in his army.
Thanks, said Bean. Only now it kind of pisses me off that people say I'm like him.
Just because you're small. They made him a soldier when he was still way too young. Don't let them do that to you and you'll be okay, sabe?
They ought to say, said Bean. He gave Bonesaw his biggest grin. Bonesaw smiled back and clapped him on the shoulder.
You'll do okay. When you get big enough, if I haven't graduated yet, maybe you'll be in Salamander.
If they leave you in command of an army for another day, it's just so that the other students can learn how to make the best of taking orders from a higher-ranking idiot.
I'm not going to be a soldier for a long time, said Bean.
Work hard, said Bonesaw. It pays off. He clapped him on the shoulder yet again, then walked off with a big grin on his face. Proud of having helped a little kid. Glad to have convinced somebody of his own twisted version of dealing with Ender Wiggin, who was obviously smarter farting than Bonesaw was talking. And there was a threat of violence against the kids who practiced with Ender Wiggin in free time. That was good to know. Bean would have to decide now what to do with that information. Get the warning to Ender. Warn the teachers. Say nothing. Be there to watch.
Free time ended. The game room cleared out as everyone headed to their barracks for the time officially dedicated to independent study. Quiet time, in other words. For most of the kids in Bean's launch group, though, there was nothing to study. They hadn't had any classes yet. So for tonight, study meant playing the fantasy game on their desks and bantering with each other to assert position. Everybody's desk popped up with the suggestion that they could write letters home to their families. Some of the kids chose to do that, and no doubt they all assumed that's what Bean was doing. But he was not. He signed on to his first desk as Poke and discovered that, as he suspected, it didn't matter which desk he used, it was the name and password that determined everything. He would never have to pull that second desk out of its locker. Using the Poke identity, he wrote a journal entry. This was not unexpected. Diary was one of the options on the desk. What should he be? A whiner? Everybody pushed me out of the way in the game room just because I'm little. It isn't fair. A baby? I miss Sister Carlotta so much. I wish I could be in my own room back in Rotterdam. Ambitious. I'll get the best scores on everything. They'll see. In the end, he decided on something a little more subtle. What would a shield do if he were me? Of course, he's not little, but with his bad leg, it's almost the same thing. A shield always knew how to wait and not show them anything. That's what I've got to do, too. Just wait and see what pops up. Nobody's going to want to be my friend at first. But after a while, they'll get used to me and we'll start sorting ourselves out in the classes. The first ones who will let me get close will be the weaker ones, but that's not a problem. You build your crew based on loyalty first. That's what a shield did. Build loyalty and train them to obey. You work with what you have and go from there. Let them stew on that. Let them think he was trying to turn battle school into the street life that he knew. They'd believe it. And in the meantime, he'd have time to learn as much as he could about how battle school actually worked and come up with a strategy that actually fit the situation. Dymac came in one last time before lights out. Your desks keep working after lights out, he said. But if you use it when you're supposed to be sleeping, we'll know about it, and we'll know what you're doing. So it better be important, or you go on the pig list. Most of the kids put their desks away. A couple of them defiantly kept them out. Bean didn't care either way. He had other things to think about. Plenty of time for the desk tomorrow or the next day. He lay in the near darkness. Apparently the babies here had to have a little light so they could find their way to the toilet without tripping, and listened to the sounds around him, learning what they meant. A few whispers, a few shushes. The breathing of boys and girls as, one by one, they fell asleep. A few even had light child snores. But under those human sounds, the wind sound from the air system, and random clicking and distant voices, sounds of the flexing of a station rotating into and out of sunlight, the sound of adults working through the night. This place was so expensive. Huge, to hold thousands of kids and teachers and staff and crew. As expensive as a ship of the fleet, surely. And all of it just to train little children. The adults may keep the kids wrapped up in a game, but it was serious business to them. This program of training children for war wasn't just some wacko educational theory gone mad, though Sister Carlotta was probably right when she said that a lot of people thought it was. The IF wouldn't maintain it at this level if it weren't expected to give serious results. So these kids snoring and suffing and whispering their way into the darkness, they really mattered. They expect results from me. It's not just a party up here where you come for the food and then do what you want. They really do want to make commanders out of us. And since battle school has been going for a while, they probably have proof that it works. Kids who already graduated and went on to compile a decent service record? That's what I've got to keep in mind. Whatever the system is here, it works. A different sound. Not regular breathing. Jagged little breaths. An occasional gasp. And then a sob. Crying. Some boy was crying himself to sleep. In the nest, Bean had heard some of the kids cry in their sleep, or as they neared sleep, crying because they were hungry or injured or sick or cold. But what did these kids have to cry about here? Another set of soft sobs joined the first. They're homesick, Bean realized. They've never been away from Mommy and Daddy before, and it's getting to them.